News release. Ontario New Democratic Party. Port Colborne, Ontario NDP leader Marit Stiles was joined by the NDP's Niagara team Jeff Birch, Niagara Centre, Wayne Gates, Niagara Falls, and Jenny Stevens, St. Catharines, to announce her plan to restore services to Port Colborne Urgent Care Centre, Fort Erie Urgent Care Centre and the Welland Hospital. The people of Niagara deserve to have health care they can rely on. In an emergency, you deserve to get care close to home. For decades, Liberal and Conservative governments have cut health care in Niagara, chipping away at services people rely on. People want and need more health care, not less. As Premier, I will open a fully staffed and full-service hospital in Welland that has a 24/7 emergency department, and I'll restore services to both the Port Colborne Urgent Care Centre and the Fort Erie Urgent Care Centre. With an NDP government on your side, people across Niagara will be able to get the care they need. Quotes: an NDP government will ensure that our community has the health care resources it needs. The Port Colborne community came together to make the urgent care a reality. It would be a shame to shut it down. The PC candidate failed to stand up for Port Colborne's urgent care. Can you really trust him to save the Welland Hospital? Jeff Birch, Niagara Centre. Douglas Memorial Hospital in Fort Erie is a literal lifesaver. That's why we are fighting to keep it open, around the clock, with expanded services, 365 days a year. By delivering a permanently open Douglas Memorial, we also ease wait times in Niagara Falls. Wayne Gates, Niagara Falls. The Ford government has starved our healthcare system of funding, leaving us with frozen hospital budgets and shuttered emergency rooms. It's time we had a premier that's on our side, that stands up for public services and provides the care you need close to home. Jenny Stevens, St. Catharines. Quick facts. The Liberals reduced the Port Colborne General Hospital to an urgent care center by closing the emergency department in 2009. Doug Ford reduced after-hours services at the Port Colborne Urgent Care and Fort Erie Urgent Care on July 5, 2023.